Hey there, podcasting badasses. It's your host, Sober Steve, the podcast guy. And today I am so excited to share with you a brainstorming episode that I had with a dear friend who is getting ready to start her podcast in the very near future. Her name is Melanie, and she is a death doula. So it will be interesting for me, as well as for some of you, to get the chance to learn more about the process as we brainstorm what her future podcast will be. The episode is a great crash course in the importance of keywords and what the process of thinking out your keywords can sound like. And the reason why that is important for you as a podcaster is your keywords are basically the summary that you keep record of who it is that you're talking to, what it is that you're talking about, and how they're going to find you, so that when you're doing things like working on creating your podcast title, creating your title extension if you need, or creating your show notes or your episode topics and your SEO, as you're getting all of that perfected, you want to make sure you know exactly what your keywords are. And so this was a fun exercise in keyword building. I hope you enjoy. If you would like some more information about keyword building, as well as what it's like launching a podcast, you can reach out to me at SoberSteve.com. And if you want a tune-up of your own or a brainstorming session of your own, you can also sign up on that website there, because I do these weekly as a chance to get to know you and talk with you one-on-one. A very small snippet of the conversation that we have gets turned into an episode like this. I had the privilege of talking with Melanie for about 25 minutes over her podcast for the brainstorming session. And it was a great time where we went over a lot of useful information, but a lot of it was very specific to her. So what I've done is I've summarized it so that you get to just listen to the important parts that are important for you that you can take away and learn how to be a podcasting badass. Enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. It's Sober Steve here with my friend Melanie.
Hi there, everyone.
And I am so excited to get to talk to you today about what your podcast might look like, because you recently got the podcasting on the mind, don't you?
I sure do.
Tell me about your experience being a guest on a podcast recently.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love the fact that we were all talking about the same thing, as far as all, we were all death doulas, and we were all speaking about the educating aspect of it, the advocating aspect, and the caring and service aspect of it. We delved right into the whole pet doula thing that I've been doing for decades, where I got to educate them on how our pets are considered family and that it's okay to mourn them, things like that. So it was really exciting for me.
I love that. I love what you do, coming from a senior living background before I did my pod chasing my dreams. I definitely believe in that. And then I love the idea that you do that with pets as well, because as a gay dog dad, that's my dog is my child. It's so I can.
Good luck to you.
As well. That is kind of the gist of what you're interested in podcasting about, correct?
Yes, I'm looking to podcast and inform people about everything from the caregiving stage for someone who is either diagnosed with terminal illness or something that's incurable, such as dementia or Alzheimer's, all the way through till the death, dying, preparing for that, and then even beyond. I'd like to also include some spiritual aspects.
I certainly love that. And with that sort of podcasting niche, I know that it is something that has podcasts out there about it right now. What do you think is your unique angle or hot take on being a death doula or working through that process?
I'm not sure it's uniqueness, other than I have a lot of resources. I have people that I've already kind of asked if they'd be on the podcast that are a wealth of knowledge in their fields. Also, I have a lot of other end-of-life doulas that are willing to talk and share their experiences, as well as some psychics and sound healers, people that do Reiki, all that.
And I love how diverse your kind of repertoire of what you do is, and how inclusive you are of different modalities. Is that something that is Melanie's special?
Oh, I think it's more normal than you would think. Many of the end-of-life doulas are either Reiki practitioners or masters, usually celebrants. So they have some sort of ministry behind them, and or they do sound healing with crystal bowls. I use Tibetan bowls, and they're usually led to this job, if you want to call it a job.
All right. Well, what I love about coaching is that I'm getting to learn all about these different industries from a new way that I normally wouldn't have gotten to learn about them as well. So thank you for sharing more a little bit about that. So knowing that the podcasting, if you're already talking to people about the idea of it, have you already thought of a name or two or an idea of a name?
No, because that I think is going to be the hardest part for me because I have so many things rolling around in my head. I'm kind of lost on a name right now.
Okay. Well, we can certainly help with that. That can be kind of our topic then, because in terms of your target audience, it sounds like the thing that would bring all of your listeners together is that they're all interested in learning more about the death process, correct? So with that, we'll spend more time on what keywords are for podcasters. Basically, the main words that people will search, also search engines will be finding when you're looking for your podcast, because the number one thing that people will find your podcast through is the name of your podcast, because that's where they look for keywords. And right. So in terms of what someone would search in their search bar, as a podcast listener.
I do. I have started. I was listening to them way back, but I had slowed down while I was in school. And then I've listened to obviously the one I was on, and she's kind of got a similar thing going on, minus the pets. And she's up in North Carolina. It's called the Hemp Doula Chronicles. And I thought it was a great name. I thought, like, she's got a business doing, you know, hemp business and then doula business as well. So I thought that was a great name for her. And then I did look up a whole bunch of other podcasts on death and dying and end of life doulas. And there are a couple out there. And, you know, I started listening to some of those.
Yeah. And I love that. And when you look for a podcast, it oftentimes we search differently than we would search on the internet for something. A lot of times when you type things into Google, people are known to type it in the form of questions.
Right.
When you search for podcasts, especially having that you did look for podcasts, trying to find podcasts like what yours would be, what words did you search?
I did end of life doula, death doula. I don't think I found too many pet doulas, but I found a bunch of podcasts on pets.
Yeah. We love our pets, but
we heard it.
It is interesting with the pet doula aspect of it. Is that something that is something that you feel is a area that you'd like to focus on or lean in terms of leading with that as a way to make yourself unique or interesting or easier to find possibly for a new person?
I think it's definitely going to be a big chunk of it, just because even with doing the end of life doula for obviously for humans, for people, there's always that pet aspect that comes in. Either they have a pet that's dying also, or they have an older, you know, cat. And, you know, I push trying to make arrangements for their pets because I know so many people who have passed away unexpectedly and there's nothing in their will or wishes that pertains to their pet. And then you have pets that wind up being euthanized or going to shelters, and it's just very heartbreaking. So, yeah, that's been a big part of why I've already made arrangements for my dog, and I'm hopefully going to outlive.
Yeah, hopefully, God willing, for sure. So
crossed.
Let's brainstorm some additional words then, because end of life, death, doula, pet, those are all words that will be definitely part of your keyword bank that you'll use when talking about what you do. Are there any other ways to describe a death doula or any other industry slangs or terms for doulaing?
Doing besides end of life. I'm not too sure on that. It's kind of all encompassing, and maybe final wishes, final steps, next steps, aging process, mortality. Without it sounding morbid.
No, mortality. I mean, yeah, these are all things that I could see that people definitely will be searching for when they have to look for a podcast like yours.
Transitions is a big one.
And with all of that, as we go through kind of with those words, do you have any sort of mash of maybe three or four of those keywords that you'd like to put together into a title that sounds?
Not too sure. Maybe something like educate, advocate, serve the dying, or I'm really not. That's the part. That's the hard part. That's why I'm here. I'm on the read.
Here for. And I feel like on a scale of 1 to 10, and trust me, if it's whether it's a 1 or a 10, there is a pros and cons. So there's no right answer here. But how in love with you are the idea of having like a pun or something clever in your title.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. So we'll try. And the trick with that then is to always try and find one, though, that people would still like is relevant to the topic in hand. So this is where I do a little bit of brainstorming. If we're working for that, it's like a lot of this will apply to not only humans, but pets. And it'll be like the death and dying doula pet holding hands and paws. Advice from a death doula or like a death doula on dying for humans and pets. But do something like with the hands and paws so that I think at least visually that could be a really cute representation with your cover art, because it could be like a hand and a... And, you know, it can be an older hand or an older paw with a picture, but that's kind of what just popped into my mind is something along that lines where, and if it's not hand and paw, but something else, but it was kind of a visual representation of just that you'd be helping someone through that process, whether they have hands or paws through the process. The death and dying doula aspect to it. But how does all that feel for you?
I really love that. That's a great idea. I've seen tattoos that look like that.
Yeah.
Holding the paw. I knew when I was brainstorming for a business name, I came up with Death Doula for All Sentient Beings, just because I couldn't not do pets, because I've been doing pets for so long. When I started working on my companion animal end of life certificate, it was kind of like, well, I don't really need this, but it's good to have. What should I call my business since I do pets and people? And so I had come up with Death Doula for Sentient Beings. And then I figured that was too much. So I came up with a longer word, like Quintessence Care Doula.
And I mean, you also can never go wrong with some good alliteration, where if you did something where it was like pet, like people, pets, and planning, advice from a death doula, something along the lines of that, where you're banking more on the fact that it is like the basic types of words that people will include in the search bar, but it also will sound fun because it's the same letter over and over again. That is like another angle that you can take. So you can go at that point where you're looking for the visual appeal or search engine one. Either way, you have success, because the big battle that you want to get when you're looking and you're trying to compete, not necessarily to compete because there's room for more podcasts all the time. But if you want your podcast to be the most easy to find of all the death duels doing what you're doing, there's two things you need, which is the good title as well as the good cover art, which you work on kind of once you have the title in mind or the concept in mind. But especially like as you're looking at the different cover arts right now that I'm seeing with Death Doula, which is searching that in my podcasting app, there's a lot. None of them are really popping for me in terms of what I'm seeing. And the fact that you were even able to say that you could recognize and you've seen tattoos like that with the hand and the paw before.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were able to find a way, if we, you know, with between the title, the show notes, everything like that, we make it so that when people see Death Doula show up, if yours is one of those top 10 to 15 pictures that shows up, that if you can do a cover art with a picture like that, that people are going to tap that more likely. If you were to be looking for something like Death Doula and something with a human hand and a paw we're kind of holding, I feel like that's very clickable.
Absolutely. I mean, I've tried to, whenever I was looking for a new tattoo, that one always came up and I'm like, oh, I actually went to my tattoo artist in New York because he had done a tattoo like that. And I actually wound up with my paw, paw with the heart around it with him. And that's what got me to him. So I wound up, you know, getting business to him. And then because of my tattoo, I got more pet sitting jobs or pet doula jobs. And yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, what I definitely would think is how you can kind of combine stressing that it's for pets and people and that it's about the death doula-ing.
Well, doula-ing as well.
Doula-ing. Okay, cool. So yeah, with your doula-ing, it's just, this also sounds funnier the more that I say it, but I digress. Having your death doula-ing with having a focus on the pets and the people, I think will be a great way in your title to make it very easy to find. If you include the words like that, that say that it's for both, as well as the specifics of what you do. And then a title extension which is kind of what you just add a whole bunch of words afterwards that make it easier to find. It could be where you include words like from a spiritual inclusive angle, education. That's where you would kind of throw a lot of those other keywords that people might also throw in with death doula words. But from there, the great thing is that you can just call your show what it is. The title extension is mostly for search engine optimization so that when people are typing in words, they find it. The extra words afterwards are what will help you show up earlier and faster and above the other people who do that similar stuff.
Got it.
Well, we will stop there for now, but I will be seeing you every single week at church and getting to know you as well. So I look forward to talking it out with you as we each get ideas as you start this journey.
Me too.
All right.